You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
Stand by, people.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Jody, I don't know whether they could hear it or not, but even before I hit the intro thing, you've made a sound of disgust into the microphone. I said, all right, stand by, people. And she goes,
I have a little bit of a headache today.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Well, your head's pretty. That's all that matters.
Well,
it's not one of those clusters that you used to have, is it?
No.
It's not one of those debilitating headaches.
Mm-mm. No.
Look at this.
What's we got?
This is information on a brand new Ace and TJ family sponsor.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. What?
Yep. So look at that. Tell Cardinal us. Environmental Solutions. And they take care of the entire greater Charlotte, North Carolina area. So if you're not in Charlotte, North Carolina or that area, then I guess your house is in a bad place if it's got bugs and stuff. So Mecklenburg, Union, Cabarrus, Iredell, that's our county.
We need this.
Yeah, I know. York, Gastonia, Mint Hill, Waxhaw, Monroe, all of that. So they do the pest service and crawl space service.
Ooh,
and all of that.
Nice.
They treat the soil.
Really? They do everything.
Yeah. So we need all of that done at our new house.
Absolutely.
It doesn't say, though, that they plant grass, which is what we really need.
Oh, my goodness. You so and the grass.
Tired of that old muddy look.
But when you get the grass, comes the little bugs.
Yep.
That and creep into your home.
They even do mosquito treatments.
Oh.
So,
that's wow. Great. Yeah.
That is great. So it's a family thing, and they've all grown up in Charlotte. So you got to figure they've been fans of ours for a long, long time because everybody from Charlotte. I mean, we're like, you know.
All right. Toot, toot.
We're like superstars.
Toot your horn.
For people from Charlotte. So if you want to get Cardinal Environmental Solutions to control your pests. Go to acetj.com/cardinal, acetj.com/cardinal.
Well, I'm going to that. I'm going to get on that. That's we need that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
How
exciting.
I know. So get in touch with our friend Melissa, who is our sales manager at ACTJ Family. And she can tell you how to get in touch with them. But you got to tell her that I say it because she won't just take your word for it. She'll have to know that you're verified to be asking for stuff.
Okay.
Right. So we have a full lineup of things to talk about today. I've even got notes and stories and things of that nature. Mr. Todd, the camera guy, cameraman Todd, Tater Todd.
Tater Todd. Tater Todd.
Oh, my God.
Tater Todd.
He said, I don't know what it is, but he said he's got something to give you, Jody.
Oh.
Which usually makes me nervous. And you have some complaints about something that I had to do this morning that upset you and some other things. So it'll be fun. Jody's, if you're not watching on the YouTube, you need to be watching on the YouTube. You can see Jody's got growl power today. Yeah,
meow.
She is cheetah-licious up in here in her cheetah sweater. Cheetah-licious. So more with TJ and Cheetah Girl's house coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back. The fun, action-packed TJ and Jody's house. Action. It's kind of dreary today.
Yes.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Me either.
Dreary and wet. Sad. And damp and nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Boy has been home for spring break this week, and baby girl's coming home Friday. And so they'll both be here at the same time this weekend. So,
has boy been home? I haven't seen him.
Yeah, and when he's been home, he's been up in his room.
In his cave.
Yeah.
He's a lot like his father.
Yeah, I don't know where that boy gets that. As my mom would say, marooning himself in his room.
I see him for dinner.
Mm. Yeah. And sometimes not even that. He goes off with his little weird friends.
Yeah, and I did try to bribe him to come down by saying, bring me your dirty clothes and I'll wash them, just so I can see his face for a second.
Yeah. He brought him down and went right back upstairs.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well. I try to get him to, you know, a lot of times he will look at TV shows with me or something if he doesn't have anything else to do, but he hadn't even been doing that.
I know. I asked him about watching the new Madea movie with us, and he was like, I don't like Madea.
Yeah, he's outgrown that.
He doesn't like us.
Well, he likes me.
He don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
But you think he's depressed?
No.
You think he needs help?
I think
help?
He's a normal boy that likes to have his own space.
Why don't you say that about me? Because I like to have
normal.
My own space. And you say,
you're not normal,
I'm just weird.
You're not a boy.
Oh. I'm a boy at heart.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm boyishly handsome.
You're not a boy.
Yes, I am.
No.
All right. So, Mr. Todd, what do you have to give Jody?
Ooh, I'm so excited.
So,
is this like a gift of some sort?
Yeah. So, my fiance, Carrie, heard you talking about dancing on the counter last week in the show, which she also loves to do.
Oh, good.
And she's a teacher at a Pure Barre studio, and they wear socks with grippers on the bottom. And so when she heard TJ talking about falling off the counter and slipping off the counter.
Look, gosh, and they're bedazzled.
She got the bling ones.
How sweet for you, Jody, for when you dance on the counters. Yes, love, Carrie. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, so they're like the socks they give you in the hospital.
So
but they're grippy, though.
We'll keep them
in the
drawer.
Yeah, the hospital grip.
Oh, really?
We'll keep them in a drawer by the kitchen, so when I feel the need.
Yeah.
These are awesome. Yeah. Oh, that was so sweet.
I thought you'd like that.
Or just wear them all the time, and then
I love
trip.
Them. I love them.
But we'll get caught on something, and you'll be tripping
that.
All over the house.
See, she gets my whole counter dancing thing.
Oh.
Oh.
Bless.
This is exciting.
Now, Jody, you know, we've already discussed our concern for Mr. Todd and his Afrin addiction.
Yes.
His nasal spray addiction.
Yeah.
You must have just a complete addictive personality because he has eaten. You've been here an hour, and how many dum-dum suckers have you had in that hour?
Probably at least 10 or 12.
I looked up a minute ago, and he had two in his mouth at the same time.
And I noticed you don't suck on him. You go,
I know, I can't.
You crunch him.
I have no impulse control. Like, I have to bite him.
So, you know, Riggins got a, you know, it got Riggins a box of 50 dum-dums a couple weeks ago. Todd ate a bunch of them. He said, I'm going to pay him back. So he ordered him a bag of 300. What? Two bags of 300.
Oh, 600?
Yeah.
And you get 300?
No, one of the bags is in my back seat halfway gone.
So before he could even get the bags to Riggins, he ate half of one, which would be 150 dum-dums. And he's had 10 since he's been here in an hour. That is crazy.
I'd rather you be addicted to those than Afrin.
True.
Put those up your nose. Yeah, try that.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
No, they're pretty much all good.
Yeah, see, like I dug through there and I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Peach is my favorite, but that's also Riggins' favorite, so I left those for him. And I got a watermelon one, which is your favorite.
Ooh, yeah.
And I had it, and it was enjoyable, and then I moved on.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love the Blow Pop.
Yeah, I know.
And they are a ripoff because you'll get a whole bag of them, and I'll eat the sour apple and grape, but they're not my favorite. But guess what? There's a million of sour apple and grape. And they'll give you like one watermelon, and strawberry is my actual favorite.
Ooh. Yeah.
Strawberry. Oh, thank you.
Sorry. That's okay. Oh, watermelon. Yeah.
No, I've had one already. I don't think.
Oh, look at all my gifts.
But that's why he's so fat.
Yeah. I like your shirt today. That's cool.
Right. Today. Get that? Most of the time she doesn't. But
you
today.
You are being. That is
today
not
she
meant.
Actually likes it.
I like it.
No, but I mean, I was being sarcasm about him being fat. He's a
yeah, he's a big tub of goo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is crazy, though.
Are you like that with everything in your life?
Honestly, not. I don't think.
Well, maybe just, we need
just
to ask
the things
Carrie.
He likes. Yeah, just the things I don't hate is who I'm addicted to.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm not a candy person, though, like that, like a hard candy person. I can have it or leave, you know, one piece and whatnot. Now, if that were brownies or something like that, I would eat the whole thing. I couldn't stop. Peanut butter, something, another.
Donuts. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Yeah, Jody did that thing the other day where she acted like she was going to eat something and I needed to save it for her, and then I did, and she never ate it. She does that a lot. Like, she'll get her leftovers from a restaurant. Instead of saying, do you want the rest of my whatever? I'll go, are you going to eat that? I'm going to take it home, yeah. And then she'll get it to go and then take it home, and it'll sit there for a few days until she throws it away. It's just like, I'll do anything to keep you from having it.
I'm changing my mind.
Mm-hmm. So the other day, the cinnamon rolls were there, and there was one left, and I was...
you ate the whole
but
pan.
I was, no, I didn't.
Boy.
My little friend Jenny brought them the night before, and she'd been eating them. You know what? How she eats. So I had one that morning for breakfast, and there was one left in there, and I wasn't going to eat it. But she goes, well, I would think you'd leave me at least a sliver of that.
Because I did think I was going to eat it. And then I don't know.
And then the next day I look in the pantry, and she's got it in the pantry. Oh. I said, you ever eat that cinnamon roll? No, I didn't. I decided I didn't want it.
I'm so awful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So
it's okay, you had plenty of it before.
Yeah, but I didn't want it to begin with, but it's just the way that you just try to claim something even though you know you're not going to eat it. You know, boy may have wanted that, and I told him to stay out of it because you wanted
no,
it.
You
made
didn't.
A big deal about
no,
it
you
oh
didn't.
My god, you had a meltdown.
No, you didn't.
All right, so I had to do something this morning that I dreaded so badly. I got to work, and I'm doing my normal routine thing where I put my bag down, I take the computer out of it and all that, I unpack that. Then I go in and start the coffee. You know, I'm the one that handles all the coffee, like I'm the maid around here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And... the difference was is this morning, instead of taking my old man reading glasses out of my front pocket of my jeans, I had put my reading glasses in the front pocket of this hoodie that I'm wearing. And when I reached in there is when I found my garage door opener. And then I thought, oh, my God, I didn't put the garage door opener up on the sun visor. So that must mean that I didn't close the garage. So I was like, God, and this is like 4:30 in the morning or something. And I said, Rob, I'm going to have to make a call that I do not want to make. He said, you got to call Jody. I said, yeah, I got to call and wake her up. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I am so sorry to wake you up, but I don't think I closed the garage. And she goes, okay. And then hung up on me. Okay.
I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. But let's back up. So we have I don't know what's going on with our alarm system, but he sets it, and then for some reason it'll go beep beep. So I've got to get up, turn it off, and reset it. So that countdown, I don't know what's going on in the morning. It sounds like you had a rough morning, so maybe you did.
No, that's why I forgot to close the garage, because I was paying such close attention to make sure that I was doing the alarm right.
So I get up, I go to the keypad, I turn it off, I started, reset it. I go back to bed, just dozed off, and the phone rings, which scares the crap out of you anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's about the garage.
Yeah. But
it was closed, by the way.
Oh, it was? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Mm-hmm. Better safe than sorry, right? Because they say that the biggest number of break-ins in the homes happens through the garage.
You told me that the other day.
I know. And I wouldn't BSing you, Todd. I wouldn't BSing you. That's what I
heard. I would be more concerned about animals in our garage than I would be people.
But either way.
Why didn't you call Boyd?
Good idea.
He wouldn't have heard his phone. But anyway, the whole alarm thing, that I'm not doing anything wrong, because I showed you what I was doing, and you watched it do it wrong.
Yeah, it's getting on my nerves. I don't know what to do.
So it, we've got an alarm system that, I don't think the FBI could crack it, or the CIA, because, I got to be protected because I'm so damn famous.
Well.
But it's just, what would happen if you let it count down and beep? Do you ever think of that?
It's so annoying. I don't know. It's so loud when I'm trying to sleep.
Because there's a setting on it that I use that when I leave, it is set to instantly go off and possibly blow up the house if somebody's trying to get in it. I mean, it's the super secure setting that you use on it. And it's not supposed to beep and count down. It's supposed to be immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's throwing it off.
Anyway, I overslept this morning.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a team of security people out there to fix that, because I can't. What if I was at home in danger? That would be bad.
You're so dramatic.
I mean, you being there is one thing, but if I would have been there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So you're okay, though? You're gonna take a nap today?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know somebody probably will take a nap today.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Me.
I thought you weren't taking naps anymore.
Well, this week has been very gloomy and all.
Right.
But I just doze off for a few minutes.
Do you?
Yeah. And there was a thing today that we had on the regular old show that said that the best naps where you wake up refreshed are from 20 to 30 minutes, which we knew that.
Yeah.
Because our daughter always takes a 28-minute nap.
26.
Yeah, 26-minute nap. And then the other way is a 90-minute nap. So therefore you go through a full cycle.
So you like 90?
I like the 90-minute nap. That's what I like.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And I deserve it, I think. A man my age,
whatever you want to do,
still working.
Yeah,
and out here busting up rocks every day, digging ditches.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Hard labor.
All right, so there's an article, Jody. May I call you Jody?
Mm-hmm. Miss Jody.
I know our daughter doesn't like it when we refer to ourselves as this, and we do it, just to be silly.
God, divorced?
No. She doesn't like that either, but this
divorced.
Is the 10 best things about becoming an empty nester.
Oh.
We're really not empty nesters, because our kids are in college and we're still paying for them and stuff.
And they, somebody's always there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we sent our girl one way off to college.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to college in Nashville because we wanted to make sure that she wasn't popping up all the time. Once we got rid of her, she was gone. And
sure, that was
we
it.
We didn't have to deal with it. But the boy one, he was like, I'm fine just to go to college around here. And we couldn't tell him the real reason we wanted him to go off somewhere so we wouldn't have to see him.
Oh.
So he goes to college 2.5-3 hours from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
The girl one is 7.5 hours or something.
But she would be more likely to pop in than him, even that distance.
Yeah.
Because he's too lazy. He don't want to drive.
Mm-hmm. There was the one time he has to park in the freshman lot at college, and it's way away from his dorm. and he got a really good parking spot one time, and he just left his truck there for 2 weeks because he didn't want to mess up his parking spot.
I don't blame him. He did.
Mm-hmm. So see if you agree with these, Jody, or if they apply to us.
Okay.
The 10 best things about becoming an empty nester. Mm-hmm. Having more disposable income.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's not
true.
Yeah,
we're definitely not empty nesters.
We still support them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Making whatever you want for dinner.
That's a good one. That's a good mm-hmm. one.
Or not.
Or not cooking. At all. Yeah.
Yeah, there's many a night. Now, Jody and I will eat a lean cuisine or something.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, we split one. No, we don't.
Our grocery. Ew. Our grocery bill's gone down.
Okay. I think that's one of them coming up. Mm-hmm. Not having to go around the house collecting dirty cups and plates. We never did that with our kids anymore.
No.
Yeah, our kids, they knew better than that. Mm-hmm. So if your kids do that, then that's a you problem, parents. Mm-hmm. You need to get to parenting.
Right.
That's what Jody says.
No, I did not.
More freedom and you can be more spontaneous.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we decide sometimes, like on a Sunday afternoon, hey, let's go get a bite to eat somewhere, and it's not like you got to worry about what they're going to eat, if they want to come, all that stuff. So, yeah, I can see that.
But I never say get a bite to eat. That's not.
Oh, are you really critiquing that?
No, I'm just saying a lot of people say that. I just don't.
Who cares?
It's kind of soap opera sounding.
Get a bite to
eat. Yeah, that's like saying, let's go get a nightcap.
So what would be better?
Something to eat or lunch or whatever.
All right.
I don't know. It's fine for you.
Oh, I know.
I just don't say it.
You're such a weirdo. Okay, next.
Oh, my God. You're such a nitpicker.
I'm the nitpicker. Oh, okay.
It says cooking is easier.
Yeah.
It's a part of the same one. Not having to clean up after children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they clean up themselves.
Sometimes.
The energy bills go down.
Not really.
Yeah. It says because they're not on their gadgets all day.
No, that's not. Because you keep that TV running 24/7.
Yeah, and you keep it running all night. She's rushing me off to bed at 8 o'clock, my normal bedtime.
I am.
And she's putting it on something and staying watching nonstop.
Bye bye. Mm-hmm.
And watch my shows. Country Music Awards coming on. And aren't most gadgets battery powered anyway? So that wouldn't make sense.
I think they're meaning like the Xbox and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which?
But how much electricity does that
use? I know. Yeah.
It's probably some environmentalist idiot that wrote.
Okay. What's next?
When you clean the house, it stays clean.
Yes. Yes.
Food bills go down.
Yes.
Less laundry.
Yes. That's true.
Although our kids did their laundry enough from the time they were.
Oh, yeah. Like me doing his laundry was a treat for him for spring break. Mm-hmm. Like, because he usually has to do his own laundry. So I didn't mind doing it.
Poor baby.
He's all right. Mm-hmm. His wife will thank me one day.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she'll love you.
Yeah.
You're going to be
a great
mother-in-law.
I will if she's a good daughter-in-law. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Yeah.
Same for son-in-law. If they're good to my kid. Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be as bad on a son-in-law as it is going to be on a daughter-in-law.
It might be.
No, it won't. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. And there's a new term. This is a relationship term out there called doppelbanging. Doppelbanging, it's like doppelgang, like you have a twin, but this is when you are in a relationship with somebody that looks like you.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Because people have said before, Jody, that you and I look like we could be siblings.
They did?
Yeah, they say that all the time. They say it's kind of creepy that we look so much alike, yet we are romantically involved.
Ew. Okay. That is weird.
And they gave examples of celebrity couples who look alike.
Yeah.
Tom Brady and Giselle.
No.
I don't see that either. Courtney Cox and her guy, Johnny McDade.
I don't even know what he looks like.
I don't either, but that's a cool name, Johnny McDade. That's a radio name right there.
Johnny McDade.
Yeah, good afternoon. Uh-huh. It's Johnny McDade along with you for that 5 o'clock whistle. We're going to do 7 strong songs in a row at the 5 o'clock special.
Who's the next one? With the
got that lunch blue plate special, the AC/DC today. Got a lot of classic rock on tap for you. Going to take that 420 smoke break with Led Zeppelin, getting the lead out. Kristen Stewart and her fiance, Dylan Meyer.
I don't know those people.
Yeah. You're too old to know these people.
I am.
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake, they don't look alike, do they?
No.
These are horrible examples.
I know. They're dumb. Well, they say the term, according to Cosmopolitan magazine, which I have a subscription to, and I wait by the mailbox every month waiting for it.
Do people even do subscriptions anymore?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you know I do.
No, you don't.
There every. I want Rolling Stone. I want Cosmo. I want Red Book. I want
17.
All of
Allure.
Those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of those.
Ebony.
Radical liberal pieces of crap magazines. Mm. But it first started trending within the LGBT community. And they say, while opposites attract, there's some science behind being attracted to similarities.
So
you got to be pretty narcissistic if you're looking for a mate that looks like you.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, you got to think a lot of yourself.
Yeah, that's strange.
You know what? I'd like to find the girl version of me.
Right. That's
to
odd.
Lie with every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's creepy.
It is creepy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I know. He went from 10 to 2.
He has eaten all of those suckers.
I know. I've been watching.
How many were right there in front of you? There were 10 in front of him? He'd already had 10?
I counted them.
So you've eaten 20 suckers in a little over an hour, Todd?
10, and now he's down to 2.
Wow.
From the time we discussed this to now.
Well, it's a good thing he bought 300 of them.
600. I think he bought 600.
Yeah, but I mean, just for the time he's in here, he's going to eat that one bag of 300.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So we started a new thing on the Ace and TJ family called AceTJ.TV.
Which I think debuted, a cool name.
Yeah, it debuted Thursday night. What's a cool name? AceTJ.TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. .TV.
So the first episode is done up in the, you know, debuted. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Todd wanted us to have a watching party for it whenever it came on. And I can't stay up that late.
Heck no. And if you do, then you pay for it for 4 days.
Yeah. But how opposite of me is it, of my personality, to say we're having a party so everybody can watch me on TV?
Yeah, no.
Y'all look, shh, look, here I am.
Ew, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No.
Now, you got to admit, you know, you call me weird and that I have issues and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm not self-absorbed like that. And
no,
I'm
but
not
people
a good,
think you are.
I know.
And you're not.
Right.
You're not.
At all.
No. I would be far, far less likely to do that than, you know, somebody else who might work on our show. I'd be the last person on the show that would want to do that.
But why you got to bash everybody else in the pro? Just say you would just be less likely. You don't need
I just want to make sure that people know that I'm the most humble of all the show members, the most down to earth.
Part of that is not the dragging
most,
on about it.
You know, the most non-diva-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm the least, like the lowest maintenance of anybody on the show.
Like when he says, Todd, that angle, you can't know, this is bad.
It's not because I'm a diva or anything. It's because I'm a self-loather, which is the opposite
you
of
are
being,
a self-loather.
Being an arrogant person.
Is he not?
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not a negative person. I'm a realist. You know,
that's what he is.
Womp womp.
A womp womp. Womp womp.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've made a star out of you. I don't see you complaining about that.
No, but I didn't ask to be anything.
Oh, you were.
You drug me into
my
this
God.
Mess.
We're like,
it was supposed to last a little bit. Here we are over a year later. I'm still sitting here. Listen, don't. Because I did not care to be in the middle of this mess at all.
You were like.
I was fine living up here doing my thing.
Like Lucy, and I'm like Ricky Ricardo. Is like every time I got a show, you're trying to put me in the show. Put me in the show.
You're wrong there.
You're like, I love Lucy.
Mm-mm.
How many times have you looked at me and when I received some sort of recognition for my work in the broadcast business and said, when is it my turn?
Yeah, you wish.
Saying it through tears. When is it my turn?
Yeah, that's right.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Yes, and anybody that knows me right now is like, oh, God, I can't even picture it. Stop.
I'm tired of being the wallpaper.
I love being wallpaper.
I'm tired of being the stand by your man woman.
I am tired of that.
It's time for me to be out front.
I don't want to be out front, but I mean, really. You dragged me into this, so stop.
You didn't love it the other night after that concert that we went to when that longtime Ace and TJ listener that has been to all the Second Chance proms and everything looked up and I saw her and I said, hey, and she said, oh, TJ. And she runs over to me to hug me and then over my shoulder she looks and then as she comes up to me, it's just a quick pat on the back and then, Jody! And then runs over to you and then her sister joins her.
Sure.
Jody!
Yeah, I love that.
I know you do.
But that happened before I was out here in the world and you would just talk about me.
You demanded that.
I did not demand that. You know what? I'm a little more welcoming.
I want fans. That's what you said. You said, I don't want listeners. I want screaming fans.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah. Please.
Well, you got them, sister.
Knock my husband down to come to me. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, you got them, sister. I hope that's making you happy. But you know what? It doesn't. Nothing does. That's all I ever heard was make me a star. And then I did.
Y'all,
and
he
still...
is a liar. I would never in a million years say that. Ever. I'm fine to be a stay-at-home mom and mind my business, so stop it.
You think I'm bad, Todd, about when
oh my
we
God,
have
I'm
scheduling?
Gonna punch him.
No, wait, listen. When there's a scheduling thing, like you say, I can't, can we record on another day or whatever? Yeah. And then I'm just quick to say, let's just skip it this week or whatever. Jody is worse than that. She said, well, I guess we don't need to do it anymore. He's like, it's fine with me. If we don't do it, it's messing up my Thursday.
It kind of does. Mm-hmm. It kind of does. Yeah.
Yes, so don't ever tell Jody that there's a scheduling conflict or something.
Because I'll just quit.
Yeah, she'll quit the whole show. She'll be like, all right.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm busy.
Yeah, I was wanting to go to lunch anyway.
I wanted to go to lunch anyway. Yeah.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, well, where are you going in your growl power, Cheetalicious sweater today?
Nowhere, really.
Yeah, you going home? Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, no, not going home.
I gotta go do
there.
Some cleaning up, get ready for the girl to come home tomorrow, and then I just got some things to do.
And she's bringing a dog with her. She's bringing her roommate's dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Yeah. But it's 6 pounds. It's cute. Maybe I'll bring it in next week to video.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
Because these other pet owners that are on the show, they'll be able to bring theirs in.
All right. I don't want to start a ruckus. Okay. Got it.
Mm. And that Alexis one is still so confident that she's going to end up making you a fan of cats.
Mm. I
told her
think
you
so.
She just can't accept it that you don't like cats.
Cats scare me.
You'll like hers. Everybody does. Even people
hers
who don't like
cats. Hers is the scariest
cats.
Of all. She even says it. She says that her cat's scary and mean.
But she also said that everybody loves her cat. It doesn't matter whether they're cat people or not. They'll say, you know, I'm usually not a cat person, but I love your cat.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, I'm, listen, cat people, I think it's great, but they do scare me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's well documented, but I don't know. She's delusional.
She's not going to change my mind.
She's delusional, mm-hmm. bless her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's good. How was Tracy Lawrence?
So
it was
good.
It was a great concert.
So
it was Tracy good. Lawrence and Clay Walker, two uh-huh. 90s country superstars.
It was phenomenal.
And they traded the stage. Like they would come out together and they'd
so
sing
good.
One Tracy song, one Clay song. Then after a while one of them would leave and the other one would do three songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one would come back and do three songs. Cuz you know they're getting up there. They need to rest in between.
Well,
I needed a rest, and I was sitting down.
That was their first show of the tour, and it sold out. Yeah. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. But I was struggling the next day.
Yeah.
I was out late, you know.
It was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think you went to bed at 1.
Yeah. I didn't even go to bed. I just took a nap on the couch.
Right.
Just took a little nap on the couch, which I'm going to do in about 10 minutes. Because I'm tired. I can't even believe I dress up this much to come to work. I ought to just wear my comfies because that's what I'm going to do when I get home is get back in my comfies. You get in your comfies. You wear your comfies all the time, Todd. He's always in his pajamas.
He's in his comfies.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jody,
thank you for
sharing time with us today.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to share one with another.
Thank you for allowing me to be a star.
You're welcome.
You're so ridiculous.
And I know your public is glad.
Oh, stop.
Your droves of adoring, screaming fans, passionate fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know that they would all love the opportunity to hug you in the parking lot of a concert venue while you are wasted.
After
you'd been in those tall boy beers at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I shouldn't even have told that story because there are going to be so many jealous people out there that they didn't get to hug you in the parking lot of a concert venue.
Stop.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week, Jody.
Maybe.
We won't see each other between now and then.
Nope.
Let's do that so the material will be fresh.
How and me.
All right. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.